and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Hello, friends. Welcome. Come in, sit down, and, you know, make yourself at home and all that. My name's Chris. That's Kira. Yeah, just so
hello.
You know. Yeah.
Welcome to a very patriotic podcast this week after a very patriotic week.
You know, you said, I think, Kira, on a Saturday that, you know, the country kind of needed this. And I remember
yes.
you even said it to me before the show. You were like, the country needed a nice few days like that where it was sunny, where it was St. Patrick's Day, where everyone was going and, you know, doing things or talking to people and kind of being social. And you're absolutely right. That's how it feels. It was a very patriotic and, in a way, uplifting few days.
It was indeed. And in other patriotic moves, Chris, a lock of Michael Collins's hair went for an incredibly high price at an auction in Belfast, and we chatted about that. I don't think we could quite believe the price that it went for. We certainly wouldn't be paying that money. But Michael Collins does something to people.
I didn't want to say it on air. He certainly does. I didn't want to say it on air either. But I mean, like, I'm sure there are methods for doing this. But I'm also like, how can they really verify that that's his hair? Like, unless they're getting DNA tests from his descendants and they're saying, well, this hair matches that and so on. I do wonder, like, how they're able to verify all of that?
They'd have to know at this stage.
Wouldn't they? Like, I'd want a lot of proof. If I was spending €21,000 on a lock of Michael Collins' hair, I would want to know, beyond all reasonable doubt, that it's his hair.
Yeah, no, you'd have to. You'd have to. And of course, Chris, we were also talking about Doritos, and they've become the latest victim of shrinkflation after inflation soars all around the world.
I cannot believe it. Then as well as that, on Sunday, we had a very interesting show on Sunday. We were discussing goblin mode. Kira feels that she is in goblin mode and has been in goblin mode since the pandemic. Do you know what goblin mode is? Well, stay tuned to find out, because it is actually something that requires a bit of explanation.
Do you know what? I was just really happy to get an explanation for how I was feeling and what I was doing.
It was nice to be able to put. It was nice to be able to articulate in a way how you felt and all of that. I hear you. As well as that, of course, we were discussing, and you know what? I'm eating my words on this, because at first I was laughing about the metaverse. However, I tried a virtual reality experience recently, like one of the home ones. I'm sold. Get me to that virtual reality world, man. Get me to Mark Zuckerberg's meta universe.
I was thinking about this afterwards. And I was like, I have tried for 14 years to make you less antisocial, and there's just no point.
Technology,
you are just going to be antisocial. You're going to be antisocial whether I try to tell you or not. Like, you'll find absolutely everything out there, Chris, to be antisocial. And, you know, maybe I'll see you in the metaverse someday, but I highly doubt it.
Technology keeps giving me new avenues in which I can be antisocial. That's the problem.
They keep
catering to people like me so that we never have to go outside. It's wonderful. Anyway, all of that and more, here's how it went down. Now, Kira, just so you know, I told Kira we were back in like 1 minute, and she was like, whoa, what? Though we'd never done radio before.
I know. And then I got nervous and I was like, why am I getting nervous? Yeah. I am sitting here ready to go.
Yeah, Kira, is this your first time doing a piece on the radio? Are you a little nervous? Well, listen, Kira, we're all wishing you well here.
My voice has gone really
best of luck.
Gone dry.
We'll get Kira some water. I'm sure she'll be
some
able
water
for this.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. So I'm probably going to hang my head in shame here, but I'm trying to guess with Kira how much this lock of hair went for. I'm going to need some more info, though. So when was this sold?
This was during the week, and a lock of hair belonging to Michael Collins sold at an auction for a pretty hefty price. There was other items from the War of Independence, Civil War era, and they were sold at this Militaria-themed auction in Belfast, okay? And amongst the many different objects that were up for auction was a lock of Michael Collins's hair.
Now, was this part of a set? So as in, if I got the hair, did I also get like a bullet from something or other and like a...
No.
No, nothing. So this was bidding on just the lock of hair.
Yes, this is bidding on just the lock of hair. The hair, he said, had been kept for years by Kitty Kiernan, who was obviously Michael Collins' former fiancée. Yep. Then the lock of hair was passed down through the family of Felix Cronin, and that was the man who married Miss Kiernan. So this lock of hair, you know, it's definitely up there with some of the most obscure items that I imagine they've had through their doors, you know, in this particular auction. But Chris, can you tell me, what do you think a lock of Michael Collins's hair went for at auction?
€2,000.
Way off.
Way off. I take it way off. I'm too low. I'm cold, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were like in
all
a
right.
block of ice.
Okay, then I'll try and establish a middle point here. €10,000.
You're closer than you were with the two.
Okay, am I still under? Am I going in the right direction?
You're
am
going
I
in the right direction.
But I'm still under at
10,000. The iceberg has kind of, you know,
started.
Come off
sure.
And is floating towards the warmer
yeah.
hemispheres.
And the polar bears are going, oh no, okay, fair enough, all right. So, am I? But like 10,000, I have to go up another little bit, do I?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. For a lock of Michael Collins' hair. Ah, for God's sake. Okay, so I know there's some collectors, you know, he's a very important man in history, in world history, never mind Irish history. Okay.
Yeah, but it's also a very obscure thing, Chris.
Yeah, it's also a piece of hair. You're right. It's not like an original copy of the Proclamation or something. It's literally a piece of hair. Okay, all right. €14,000.
More.
Ah, Jesus. What? How much was it?
It was €21,000 it went for.
God. €21,000.
Yes.
During the week, for a lock of Michael Collins' hair at an auction in Belfast.
It sold for £18,000. £18,000 plus fees.
Okay. Wow.
And that's according to Bloomfield Auctions. So yeah, there you
go. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Collins attracts this weird type of crowd, though. Because, like, remember, I think this is still going ahead. Do you remember earlier? I can't remember if it was this year.
We can see it happening in modern day with Zelensky in Ukraine.
Sure, that is true, actually, yeah.
Do you know, this is nothing new.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder how much they pay for a lock of Zelensky's hair. Probably a lot. Probably go for huge money.
Yeah. Probably go for huge money. And that's, you know, not to make light of the situation.
No,
but from what
yeah,
I can see, obviously, online, people are like, oh, marry me, Zelensky. And it's like, do you know what? He's got enough going on. Thank you. But yeah, I'm not surprised in one way. I mean, if I had €21,000, I don't think I'd buy a lock of Michael Collins' hair.
Would you buy a lock of Zelensky's hair?
No, I don't think I'd buy a lock of anyone's hair.
Is the Michael Collins Festival still going ahead? Remember we were talking about that. It's apparently happening in August.
It's due to be happening in Cork and they're trying to get the most people called Michael Collins to this festival. I think it's late August, yeah.
Yeah, it's August the 20th. I think it's August the 21st or 22nd. They're planning for this, I believe. I remember you and I chatting about it, so I looked it up there. It looks like it's still going ahead. This is what I mean by he attracts an odd kind of cult crowd. People buying his hair for €21,000. People going to the Michael Collins Festival.
But I've told you that, Chris. I've told you about the times that I've done the tours of Glasnevin.
Oh, sorry, Glasnevin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Glasnevin. I've done the tours of Glasnevin, and I'll never forget it. I was in a bunch. You know, we were doing a tour. Absolutely brilliant. If you've never done it, by the way, the Glasnevin tour is just it's so interesting. And I remember the last final stop was Michael Collins' grave, and I kid you not. Suddenly the group started, you know, getting a little bit faster and walking a little bit faster. And suddenly I found myself been elbowed out of the way by American tourists. I kid you, because I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And then I realized where our final destination was. And I just thought, this is the most bonkers thing. But there you go.
It's weird, isn't it? He has quite a following, even now, of people that will pay €21,000 for his hair, or as you say, like crowd his grave or go to the Michael Collins Festival in Cork. But listen, There are three things like that always... You know the way you said the tour of Glasnevin, and you and I have talked about the Kilmainham Jail tour before? There's three things that make me patriotic. Going to Glasnevin Cemetery, Kilmainham Jail, and watching Wind That Shakes the Barley. Do you know what I mean? After those, I'm pumped for about an hour. Do you know what I mean? I'm really pumped. Then, like, I go back to normal and all that. After those, I feel like how I imagine Zelensky feels now, and then I just kind of chill out and it subsides. But anyway, Kira, you and I feel, should go to the Michael Collins Festival this August. It's...
Well, our names aren't Michael Collins, so they're like, Chris,
no, but
Kira,
we can just observe, because we've always, you know, kept an eye on that. Anyway, Kira and I, we're being real gym bros here. And we're like discussing our workouts. Kira did a workout yesterday, bros, just so everybody knows.
I just lifted some stuff.
Yeah, class. Did you actually lift? What were you doing? Because I haven't gotten to digest your workout
doing,
with you.
Chris, I was doing everything. I was doing sumo squats, I was doing squats, I was doing loads of things.
With weights, though?
Yes, I never know 10 kg. I never.
Where
know
are you?
I never know the terminology though. I'm one of those really crap gym people. I'm like, yeah, I was lifting. And everyone's like, oh, what were you lifting? And like, what were you doing? And I was like, oh, I don't know, circuits. Like, I haven't a clue. But anyway, I went to help my friend later on lift her baby into the car, and I couldn't lift the car seat that the baby was in to put it into the car. I was like,
because you were so stiff.
I was so stiff.
Did you try and sumo squat the baby?
I did,
just try and deadlift the baby in the car seat. They're a great workout. The baby workout. Not a lot of people are doing it. You get a baby, you put it in a car seat, and then you do all of those same workouts. You do reverse split lunges, all of that kind of stuff. It's fantastic, Kira. But anyway, good for you working out. Were you really, like, I'm not trying to question you or mansplain here or anything. Were you doing 10 kg? That's good.
Yeah.
We're doing 10 kg sumo squats and stuff. Fair play, Kira.
Yes, Chris.
Kira's probably able to beat me up now. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Why do you think I've been working out all these years? Yeah, finally, day's going to come.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to beat you up after the show someday.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to run out of here then. I'm going to have to start just running out of here really quickly when it's finished.
I'm going to meet you in the finished. Car park outside of the RT studios. I'm going to beat you up when you least expect it.
I'm going to ask broadcast coordinator Adam to escort me out of the building. I'm going to need security now. I'm going to need an entourage.
There's this Instagram filter that you can use, and it's like, which celebrity do you look like? Which does your celebrity look like? Adele was one of mine. Thank you. But also, so was Barack Obama and Ronaldo. So I don't know how to feel about it.
I've always thought there's a striking resemblance between you and Ronaldo, in fairness, and Barack Obama.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
I actually, do you know what? I took a screenshot of the Ronaldo one. I'll send it on to you. But I was just laughing. I was like, Barack Obama, Ronaldo, and Adele.
One time we were at an event, and then you and I together, and I remember you had to go do something, and someone pulled me aside and was like, how do you know Barack Obama? And I was like, believe it or not, yeah, that is, I am that connected. So yeah, Kira, I can see why the Instagram filter thought you were Barack Obama. Absolutely. There's a huge similarity. All right, listen.
I know, right? Yes. Anyway.
I can't figure out why they made such a big deal about this, because... like, I really feel... now, don't get me wrong. They wouldn't have gotten it over on eagle-eyed people like me. Because I've been saying this stuff for years. And I know that, like, this is a real your uncle on Facebook thing to say. But products are getting smaller. They're giving you less in a bag of everything. Of, like, chocolate, crisps, whatever consumer product you can think of. They're trying all this stuff with packaging, Kira. They're trying all of these deceptive techniques. Well, for some reason, and again, I don't know why they did this, but Frito-Lay... is the company that makes basically like every crisp bag in America. And Frito-Lay also make Doritos. And Frito-Lay revealed during the week that they are going to put 5 less Doritos in the bag because of inflation. Or shrinkflation, as this is now being called, because of course the bag's staying the same size, but there's going to be less in there. And now, why a representative felt a need to come out and say this?
So straight away my brain has gone to, how do they figure out that it was 5 Doritos, specifically 5 Doritos that they should remove from the bag to make it more cost effective?
So obviously they must have done some kind of calculation, like, well, our costs are going up by X. Mm-hmm. How much of a bag of Doritos is that many crisps? So,
like,
we have to take 5 of those
like
out.
You know, one of those, like, a train leaves a station at 12 o'clock and another train leaves a station going in the opposite direction at 2 minutes past 5 o'clock. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I imagine they worked it out.
Yeah, but I still don't get why they announced it. Because don't get me wrong, we all know this stuff happens all the time. Like, I can think some egregious examples of it over the last few years that very much angered me as a consumer, I can assure you. Like, for example, Kira, did you know that Charmin toilet roll... you used to get 264 sheets of toilet paper. Now you get 244. I'm sure we all noticed that at a very crucial time in, you know, in our day, Kira, if you understand me.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few other examples. Toothpaste. They're making the toothpaste, like Colgate and stuff, are making the tube slightly shorter, but making it like appear in the same sized cardboard box. You know, the way it comes in like the cardboard box and then there's the like tube inside. There's also that. They make the tube smaller but keep the box the same size. However, at least I suppose Doritos had the courage to admit that they're doing this and that they're going to be giving you 5 less crisps in
every bag. Why did they announce it? Were they just trying to be like an honest company? Because if that is the case, well, then I respect that.
I don't know. Like, I'm not sure exactly why they tried to bring this out or like why they said this. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was as part of some like larger thing about like an earnings call or something that they were announcing. However, a spokesperson, they even had a spokesperson for this. The spokesperson for the chips company, as they call it in the US, says inflation is hitting everybody. A rep told the publication of its decision to trim the size of the bag so that there would be 5 less chips in it, apparently. Like, do you think this was a big thing they got into a boardroom with and they were like, guys, how are we going to break the news to the people of the world, that a Doritos bag is going to have 5 less
people
chips in it?
People do love Doritos, Chris. I mean,
sure.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah,
also,
me too, of course,
I'm looking here as well. Ziploc used to get 54 bags per package. Now, this is in America, by the way. And now you only get 50 bags per package. I love that's how my brain has gone.
Disgraceful.
Like, looking through them all, I'm like, you only get 50 Ziploc bags now. I have so many uses.
Sure.
For Ziploc bags.
And if you're, you know, Ziploc bagging hundreds of things a year, Kira, as I'd imagine you are, then you're gonna notice those 4 less. But anyway, I just thought this was interesting because people always say that stuff, but companies very rarely acknowledge it. Like, but at least I guess Doritos wanted to really draw attention to it and have a rep tell everybody that you are now going to get 5 less chips in your bag of Doritos. Emma, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Can't complain.
We're good. Emma, is it true that you are halfway up a mountain right now?
We are. We're climbing Knocknarea in Sligo.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and is it a tough climb? What stage are you
at? Harder than we thought it would be, to be honest.
Okay, so are you struggling or are you sitting down to rest now?
We pulled to the side.
Okay, very
good. So I think it's kind of fair to say that if you were to win €100 of Just Eat vouchers, you'd be very hungry this evening.
Starving.
And this is like this is a compliment to you, by the way, Emma, but I've noticed a lot of the contestants that come on the Quiz of the Week are always doing really physically strenuous things, like on a hike, climbing a mountain and all that. You seem like a very active bunch of people, just in general. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, very impressed with all of you.
Emma,
you and I are never up to that.
Who are you up the mountain with?
I'm here with Ronan Ferglin, Lauren, my friend.
All right, okay. Well, big shout out to the lads as well.
Do you mind if I ask, so there's 4 EV in total.
Yeah.
Who is it that suggests these activities, if you don't mind me saying?
Our friend Lauren.
Yeah, so is Lauren the one that's always like, hey, let's do a hike, let's go climb a mountain, let's go work out, or let's go swim, or whatever. Yeah, because I've noticed in a friend group, there's always that one friend that drags everyone to these really like demanding activities on a Saturday
every
morning.
Group,
exactly.
But every group needs a friend like that as well to motivate them.
Yeah, I guess.
And then we regret it once we're here.
Exactly. Yeah. And Lauren's the only one enjoying it. And then,
let's try to redeem this. Yeah, you'll be the favourite out of the pack now if you win these €100 and Just Eat vouchers.
Yes.
So
let's get out some business. Chris and Kieran's Quiz of the Week. Lauren's probably not going to help you now for naming it, generally.
No,
but listen,
exactly.
Emma, we have 5 questions on the biggest goings on of the last week for you. If you get 4 out of 5 answers right, you will win yourself that €100 of Just Eat credit, which I imagine, as Kira points out, would probably be very welcome after the activities of the day. So listen, best of luck. Here we go with your first question.
Okay. Which Irish-American actor who starred in Step Brothers was the international guest of honour at this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade? Is it A, John C. Diddley? Is it B, John C. Fiddley? Or is it C, John C. Reilly?
John C. Reilly.
It was indeed.
Well done, Emma.
Beautiful voice on John C. Reilly. But anyway.
You're off to a good start.
Great.
Which artist announced their Dance Fever tour on Friday that will hit Dublin in November? Is it A, The Wiggles? Is it B, Florence and the Machine? Or is it C, John C. Reilly? What do you think?
Florence and the Machine?
Yes, it is. Well done.
It is. Very excited to see that during the week, actually. Okay, here we go. This is a random enough question. Last week, Heidi Montag was spotted eating a raw piece of meat as part of her new diet regime. But what was she eating as she walked down the street? Was it A, a comically large T-bone steak? Was it B, bison heart? Or was it C, a long string of sausages?
It was bison heart, I think.
It was bison heart. Yeah. Like, oh my God, these celebs and their crazy diets. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
She was eating a piece of raw bison heart as she walked down the street.
Mm-hmm. As you do, Chris.
Okay, wow.
Do you
are either
not
of you on this
when
diet?
You walk down
no,
the street?
I mean, I didn't realize because I like to keep up with all the trends, as you'd know. I mean, I'm going to have to start eating bison heart. Did Lauren suggest eating any bison heart today, Emma? Or was it just climbing the mountain?
I probably tried later when I went to vouchers, but we won't lie.
I don't know if you can get raw bison heart on anywhere on Just Eat. We'll have to see. Anyway, here's your next question. You're doing very well. Who will Ireland take on today in the last of the 2022 Six Nations rugby? Is it A, Scotland? Is it B, Mars Rovers? Or is it C, the Irish St. Patrick's delegation in America? What do you think?
Scotland.
Yes, it is.
It is indeed. Oh my God, is that the last day of the 2022 Six Nations? That flew.
Yeah, it did. No? Hey, Kira, you know more about this stuff than I do. What happens if we win today? We're like, we win, what is it? We win the...
I'm not sure.
All right, never mind.
I'm not sure. I'll have
usually
to look
Kira's
it up,
who fills me in
on
this
stuff.
Yeah,
I know,
Usually Kira schools me.
Here's your final question. You're doing really, really well, Emma, okay? Is it your final question? It is your final question, yes.
Yeah.
A couple in New Zealand who believed they had dug up the world's biggest potato had their hopes mashed this week after Guinness Book of Records confirmed what? A, that it was not a potato after all. B, that it was a carrot instead. Or C, that it was actually the world's smallest potato.
A?
Yes. They found out that it was not a potato after all.
What was
so this? So it's some other form of vegetation, but it wasn't a potato. It was like a cousin of the potato. So this New Zealand couple had this big, massive potato, or so they thought. Thought they were making it into the Guinness Book of Records. Then all these tests were done on the potato, and it turns out it wasn't a potato after all. So all their potato dreams were absolutely mashed.
Well, that sounds so technical as well. Like, I'd imagine to any layman, it probably looked and felt exactly like a potato. But some really specific guy in there was probably like, no, no, this isn't actually considered a potato.
A potato.
I think you should have just given them to him. God almighty.
Anyway, listen. Emma, your hopes haven't been matched at all because you have won yourself €100 worth of Just Eat vouchers.
Yay.
How long is left on the climb, will we say, Emma?
Too long, I'd say.
Have you gotten up yet or are you only on the way up now?
No, we're only on the way up.
Ah,
so
Jesus.
It's only the start of it yet.
Turn back. Like, just, like, it's enough.
I think it's about time.
Yeah, you've done enough however long you've been out. It's time to go home and relax. All right, anyway, listen. Emma, best of luck to you and thanks for coming on, okay?
Thanks so much.
There we go.
Thanks, Emma.
Out on a climb. Climbing
no, but you need friends like that, Chris. I feel like you're being very hard on her friend.
No,
you need friends to motivate you or we'd never leave the house.
I know, but, like, there is always... And I've noticed, and again, I say it as a positive. Many of the Quiz of the Week contestants... are up to stuff that's very physical and very active. So, you know, good for you and all that. I mean, I shouldn't, as you say, Kira, I shouldn't criticise. And you do need friends like Lauren. It's just, I've noticed the friends like Lauren always have to push the hardest. So as in someone will suggest, hey, let's go to the pub and everyone's for that. Hey, let's go get a coffee. Everyone's for that. Then someone like Lauren will say, hey, let's go climb Knocknarea. And, you know, there'll be deathly silence. No one will respond in the group. And then someone out of sympathy will like kind of jump in with, oh yeah, that could be fun. And then we all have to go do that. But anyway, listen. I hope you didn't like feel neglected or anything that I hadn't said this wonderful woman. Her name's Kira in a while. My apologies.
No, you're grand. Okay, I'm very self-efficient.
Good, good.
And I don't look for, you know, validation from other people.
Right on, sister. Nor should you. However, however, I do think Kira's telling me what goblin mode is.
Oh,
and
my
I do
God.
Feel-
and you know what? I'm so delighted that I actually have a term for what I've kind of been feeling over the last 2 years. And if I'm feeling it, well, then I'd imagine other people are feeling it as well. So goblin mode, Chris, okay?
Yes, yes.
It is basically, the pandemic has changed our habits, right? In mm-hmm. lots of different ways. Some, you know, some of us have adopted some really good ones and then we've let other things slide. So the pandemic basically has pushed many people to embrace their inner slob.
Yes. Oh my
so
God, yes.
So if you
yes.
think about it, some people are wearing more sweatpants. I know I am for sure. Some are showering less. Some are watching a little more Netflix than they used to. A little more. I think that's an absolute underestimation. I think we're watching way more across so many different streaming services.
Yeah.
And the goblin mode has been used to describe this kind of full-on rejection of self-betterment. So in one way, I'm kind of like...
Is that you? No, I think you've been doing good things during lockdown. You've been... You like had different hobbies and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Some of them were short-lived, we'll say. But you still, I think, were trying to better yourself and not let yourself not shower for a week and stuff. I think you were trying to...
So you know the way when you go into an office or something like that, or if you've got a daily routine... You kind of, well, I know that I get up and I shower and I, you know, make an effort and I'll put on some makeup and I'll try and put on a nice outfit
sure.
and all that sort of stuff. That went out the window for the last 2 years. Like, I have been living in sweaty beddies and I've been living in, you know, every single sweatpant. I went through a phase of wearing velour sweatpants.
Oh, nice. Did you? Oh, nice.
I
almost
like,
get some
you
velour
name
sweatpants.
It. You
That's
absolutely
good.
Name it. And I've got so many pairs of runners and stuff like that. And then it reached the stage there about maybe 4 months ago and I was like, okay, Kira, you have to start dressing nicely again, like buying dresses and buying outfits and buying, you know, a pair of trousers that happen to be jeans or a pair of leather pants instead of wearing
the
your sweats
tracksuits.
All
yeah.
the
okay.
time.
Fair enough, yeah.
Like, I would wear the same outfit almost every single day, which is a pair of sweats, runners, and like this big jacket that I have. And I like my fashion, I do. I like to get dressed up and stuff like that. I like pretty colours and,
sure.
and all that. But I just found the only time I was dressing up was when I was on the 6 o'clock show every week. I do my hair, I do my makeup, and I try and wear a nice top.
And that's kind of because, not to be funny, because you have to. Like, as in, that was, you were absolutely forced to because you were going to be on national television.
Some examples of goblin mode include mindlessly binging reality TV shows while scrolling social media.
Oh, some people are really bad for double screening now. Like, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I try and just do one thing because I can't watch TV and also be on social media. I don't
exactly.
have the... No, maybe some people have the brain capacity for that. I don't. I nearly faint if I have to do two things at once like that.
Do you know what? It's more just a distraction. I don't think people even realise that they're doing it.
Yeah,
other examples of goblin mode include pouring the end of a bag of chips into your mouth.
Oh, nice. Okay. There is nothing wrong with that. And
There's
I will fight any anybody
that.
Who says that. There, some of those crumbs at the end are the most beautiful part of it. How dare people?
Wandering into your kitchen at 2 a.m. and making weird snacks.
Yeah. Okay, like, look, I will agree with this whole goblin mode thing. I think how I would describe it is a lot of people, I think, especially during the pandemic, and we're only coming out of it now, basically lived like it was the week after Christmas Day, but for 2 years.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's how we were all feeling for a long while.
Exactly. I think that the pandemic has dragged on, and I think that we are kind of cutting ourselves some slack in an awful lot of regards.
Sure.
So you could say in one way that goblin mode is a form of self-love.
Yeah, yeah, you could, I suppose.
Which could lead to a path of self-betterment, definitely,
yeah.
without a shadow of a doubt.
You think?
But all I know is, like, I've done one particular thing for so many years that I can't allow the last 2 years to undo all my routines. Do you know?
I will,
because
yeah,
I don't think
course.
It's good for me.
No, I will be with you.
I'm not wearing shoes right now.
I know. What is going on, Kira?
Yeah, I'm just not wearing shoes. I was like, you know what?
You're so much more casual.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to do the radio show in my shoes.
Can
so
you
out there.
Smell me, out of curiosity? Because not being
not
funny,
here.
I have decided I'm going to do, like, as in, not that I'm going to do, but as in, it just inadvertently happened that during the pandemic, I have definitely started showering less. Like, there was a point I was showering every day, but then within the pandemic, I was like, I mean, in theory, I can get away with not showering today. Like, nothing else is happening. No one else is going to see me. No one else is going to interact with me. I can just not shower. And I've kind of just brought that back to now what are normal times again. And I just didn't shower. Do I look dirty out of curiosity?
No, you don't look dirty.
Oh,
not
great.
At all.
I'm and pulling it off
not,
then.
You're not the only person that's showering less. We had less places to go and we had less things to do. So we could kind of, you know, drag it out a little bit as well. Mm. So I was kind of delighted. It was an article I read in The Guardian this week and they were talking about goblin mode. And I was like, that's me. Do you know?
Sure. Well, I'm glad that you finally have put a name to what you're experiencing, Kieran.
Like,
you can articulate it.
I would never leave the house in my pajamas to go to the shop. Like, that's where I draw the line at goblin mode. You know, that sort of way.
Yeah.
But I have appeared on the television in the last 2 years dressed up from my waist up.
Oh,
but
sure.
Like wearing my pajamas.
I've done like Zoom calls and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I've been, absolutely. And the only reason I don't go out in my pajamas is because my pajamas, if I'm like walking and it's windy or anything, you can kind of see a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like, is in the pajamas kind of like if they blow too tightly onto your body or anything, like it shows off kind of outlines and stuff and like get arrested or indecent exposure or something. But anyway, listen. Think about this goblin mode that Kira's explaining to me. I'm like, this is just me all the time. I actually feel terrible the more I listen to the description of it. I'm like, wait, that's just me. That's a goblin?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Chris. Majority of people are you. It's just that society has put certain expectations on us to show up looking a particular way or to do things in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the pandemic, all of those rules kind of went out the window.
That's a great way of looking at it.
Mm.
So basically what you're saying is it's okay to be the goblin that I am.
Yes.
That's life affirming. That's empowering. Thank you, Kier. I don't feel any shame being the goblin that I am. I do have the demeanor of a goblin, though, too. So, I mean, that is fair.
Oh, my God, Chris, would you stop?
I don't think I can criticize this. Kier, you've actually given me a whole lot to think about now.
Oh,
as Kira was reading all of that, I was like, that's just me. Kira's just reading out a description of me.
But, Chris, I'd imagine there's lots of people listening to the
syndrome.
Radio right now.
So it's a condition. Anyway. Yes, I understand. No, I'm sure lots of people identify with that. All right. I, for once, am going to eat my words on something. Let's go. Party. And usually I just love bringing up like times where Kira was in the wrong or where she has to go back on something she said. However, for once, I am willing to do that. Do you remember, I think this was a few months ago, Kira, when we were discussing the fact that Facebook had rebranded to Meta. It was no longer Facebook. It was going to be called Meta, which was, of course, part of the Metaverse, which is, we'll say, like a 3D universe that we're all going to live with inside in a few years. And we're all going to operate in there and we're going to meet our friends on there. And it's going to be the new social media and all that. And I said, this is the dorkiest, stupidest thing that nobody's going to enjoy. I saw screenshots from the potential Metaverses and I thought, oh, my God, this looks ridiculous. Who on earth is going to want to do this? However, a friend of mine got what's known as the Oculus Quest 2, which is one of these VR virtual reality headsets.
Gotcha. Okay,
I tried it yesterday.
Okay.
Oh my God. We're all going to be living in the metaverse in a few years, Kira, and I cannot wait to start our new life in virtual reality. We don't even need to live in the real world anymore. That's where it's all
going to
be.
Okay, so you sent me a video, and I'm trying to be very open and I'm trying to understand this, but a lot of this is going over my head, okay? Traditionally, computer games, and I mean, VR has been around for a while, right?
Yeah, it has. But it hasn't been very developed for the last while because nobody really makes games inside it because it's still fairly niche. So as in the amount of money you have to spend maybe in the amount of time in order to like, because not many people have VR headsets in any real capacity. So
yeah.
There isn't a huge market for it yet.
Okay. And I have discovered as well, the little that I know about computer games, because I know very little. Like, I'm still playing Pac-Man. You know what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
From like 1982 or something
Kira
like that.
Kira still has a Game Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I do actually.
Kira has a Sega anyway. Mega Drive. Yeah.
No, I don't have a, but I do have a Game Boy.
Nice.
I have a retro Game Boy. Anyway, aside from that, so that will show you how developed I am in terms of computer games.
This won't be a game though, Kira.
It's not a game. What do you mean it's not a game?
This won't be a game. This will be real life. So hold on. The video I showed here.
How is it going to be real life if
you're
in virtual reality?
I'll tell you how. So here, there's like...
In front of you. To pick up an object, squeeze and hold the grip button with your middle finger.
So like within this, you have your own set of hands. You have a headset on. By the way, people using these look ridiculous. But you have your headset on. You can do all the actions you would do in real life, but they're happening in this virtual world in front of you. And the thing is, Kira, that this is what a lot of social media networks are going to do over the next few years. So you know the way in the evening, you might log on to Twitter.
Yes.
And you might interact with a few of your friends.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you might get into a fight with somebody or whatever, or someone might call you something or other. Yeah. But in theory, within a few years, you're not going to pick up your phone and start messing around on your phone and go on Twitter. You're going to get this headset. You're going to put this headset on you and you're going to interact with all your friends through the metaverse. You're going to meet Chris, but he'll be in the metaverse. And I'll be like, hey, Kira, and we'll both be in this 3D virtual world together. And it will be very exciting. There will literally be no need to ever leave the house again,
Chris,
which is what I'm most excited about.
Can you look at my face right now and tell me what you see on it?
Because Kira! You need to try and get into the spirit of this.
No, look here. Look, as I said, one thing I did learn about computer games was the amount of money that musicians make off computer games if their music is played in it. I remember we were talking about a virtual concert that happened on some
Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Travis Scott got loads of money to show up at a virtual concert on Fortnite.
On Fortnite, okay. So, and I've also discovered, I think what is kind of gaming shaming, actually, over the last couple of years, and it's almost like, oh, you can't admit that you play computer games because then you're an absolute nerd and you're antisocial.
That's right.
And all
that's right. How, what do you think I've been dealing with for the last, my entire life, Kira? Absolutely.
That is true. Like, even Henry Cavill, he was on Graham Norton recently. Henry Cavill, obviously, played Superman and he's in The Witcher. And he, you know, came out to say that he's a huge Warhammer hobbyist.
Yeah, and I remember they all kind of sneered at him.
They kind of sneered at him. And I was like, you know what, that's not okay. And I'm like, you know, what you're doing, it's not harmful to the human population. You do what you want to do with your time. So I completely understand that. And I've kind of, I don't agree with gaming shaming, as I call it.
You're looking at this the wrong way, though. This is not gaming, Kira. Okay. You just said concert. That's a perfect example. Travis Scott and that virtual concert in Fortnite. In a few years, with how advanced this virtual reality world is going to be, concert's a perfect example. If you want to see your favorite artist perform live, you might need to go see them. You will just buy an online ticket. You'll pay through whatever, cryptocurrency or whatever. Oh, and you will put the headset on and you'll be at the concert. That person will be there. It'll be happening in real time. And you could stand beside me with my headset on in a totally different part of the world. But we'd be standing beside each other in this virtual world. We would, though, in the virtual world, Kira.
In reality, I'd be sitting on my own by the fireplace with a VT set on.
Yes, you would. Okay, yes, you would. But okay, all right, I'll give you that. But also, you'll be with me at the concert and we'll both be there together. And it will be just like we're there. But we have our headsets on.
But we won't, though.
Kira.
There'll be no queuing or joshing or queuing for drinks.
That'd be awful.
Do you know what I mean? Like sweating or...
No,
you know,
sure. There won't be
like
any
that.
Of those, I will say, more visceral feelings, maybe. No, there won't be.
And look, as I said, I'm all for escaping the world right now.
Yes, right. I 100% exactly.
am. But I don't like the thought of everyone hanging out on the metaverse. That's my honest opinion.
You need to get with it. You're not going to have
a choice. I'm trying. I'm reading up on NFTs. I still don't understand them.
Neither
cryptocurrency
do I.
Completely goes over my head.
Yeah,
metaverse, you know, I understand. But like the video that you sent me, I was like, what on earth is this?
Kira, like, it's where we're all going to live in the future. We're all going to meet
like
on
who?
The...
You and your two mates. Is
no,
it? Because,
I'll tell you something, like, Kira. I bet you didn't think like 10 years before Twitter came out that you'd be posting your thoughts on a weird like microblogging website 10 years from that point. That's all I'm saying. Mm. In a few years, me and you are going to be hanging
out
in the metaverse together. No, so have I, yeah. But you know what I mean.
I've completely stopped, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't know if anybody has any of these. They're not even like, these aren't a specialized piece of kit either. You can get these in Currys, you can get these on Amazon. Like, Not that I'm advertising
you know
it,
okay,
by
look,
the way.
As I said, I'm open to everything, but you're just like, you're you're stopping, you know, for 2 years we've had no human interaction. And
oh,
I just
true.
Thought going forward in the world, like, yeah, I had the best St. Paddy's Day ever this week, you know?
Yeah.
By being I embraced
out.
It.
Not being
it
was, at a metaverse parade, by being at a real parade.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
You know, talking right. and interacting with real human beings, Chris.
Sure.
And I know you've had an issue with that particular thing for years.
Sure, yes.
But I just don't want to see you going into the future living in a metaverse.
See, that's what I can't wait for. Oh. All of the me and the other antisocial nerds can hang out together in this really fun virtual reality universe. That's all.
Okay, well, have good fun.
Yeah, we're going to have concerts there.
Say hello
we're going
to
hang
all
out.
Your new mates.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
Well, Chris, I do have something to say. We've just got nice text in to say I'll be with you at around 1:20 and we can go for lunch.
Oh wow, brilliant!
I have no idea who that is, but that's nice that we've got, you know, lunch to go to after the show.
So someone has invited us to lunch at 1:20.
Someone says, I'll be with you at around 1:20 and we can go for lunch.
Oh, brilliant. Do we have a location for lunch or anything? Or
no, we don't. So, texter, let us know where we're going for lunch and myself and Chris will be there.
Do you think that was for both of us? I hope it was. Like, I hope now that, like,
well,
when
I
we both show up for
so.
Lunch and then they're like, oh, I didn't want Chris here. They'll be like, what? Wait, I always thought just Kira was coming.
Chris, we've had a text into the show and it's from the person who I thought invited us to lunch. They text and previously say, I'll be with you at around 1:20. We can go for lunch. So, I mean, you were like, oh my God, amazing.
Very exciting,
lunch
I know.
Date.
Yeah.
The texter has text back in to say, it was for my nanny. I'm so sorry. I'm driving from Carlingford up to Carrickfergus. I love the show. So that means we've no lunch plans now.
Can we still not go though? Like, we're still willing to come, texter. Like, if you'll have us.
I mean, we could hop in the car and go to Carrickfergus.
Yeah, sure. You can come in and get us.
I'm sure your nanny wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that the invitation was revoked once he realised that. I mean, he could have just said, you're still welcome to come or whatever.
Or
but
she.
I, oh yeah, or she, sure. I mean, all right, fair enough.
So I can reveal now that I was looking up butterflies, Elf City Butterflies.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why I couldn't find the
That's
the
what
year
I thought
the song
to myself.
Was released.
I was like, how can't Kira find this on Google? What is she doing?
And I was like, for once, I was like, Chris, don't come back to me on this. And then, of course, he did. But anyway.
Dermot, you see what I have to put up with? It's ridiculous. I know. But anyway, hey, Kira, here's Dermot.
Hi, Dermot.
Hi, Kira. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Where are you in the world?
Currently travelling from Dingle back to Dublin after spending Paddy's weekend down in Dingle.
Very nice.
Oh, fabulous.
And are you from Dingle, Dermot? Like, were you going home for the weekend or were you just down for the weekend to, you know, celebrate?
No, I'm living up in Dublin, so like, I'm on the way back now.
Ah, very good. Was Paddy's Day good? Did you go to a parade? Did you do anything exciting? Did you drown the shamrock, as they say?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, the bush shamrock. Sounds like it maybe still a little drowned. Are you only kind of getting over it now?
You were doing it in a really beautiful...
Yeah, pretty much so.
Yeah, and you were doing it in a very beautiful part of the world as well. Dingle is only gorgeous.
Yeah, Dingle's an amazing spot. Well, listen, how about this? I'm sure you could do with some takeaway this evening, Dermot. How does that sound?
Very much so.
Excellent.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
So how this is going to work is Dermot is on to play our Quiz of the Week. It's 5 questions on the biggest goings on of the last week. Dermot, if you get 4 out of 5 answers right, you will win yourself that €100 worth of Just Eat credit added straight to your account. Best of luck. Here is your first question from Kira.
Okay, here we go. Which American comedian and actor who recently went Instagram official with their Kardashian was due to travel to space but dropped out of the Blue Origin space flight days before the launch? Is it A, Pete Davidson? Is it B, Rob Kardashian? Or is it C, Travis Barker?
Rob Kardashian.
No, it wasn't Rob Kardashian. It was actually, in fact, Pete Davidson, who recently went Instagram official with Kim Kardashian.
This story's a mess, though. Like, it really is, Dermot. I can forgive you for not knowing that. Like, that stuff is all over the place. But listen, maybe you'll get this next one. Which world-famous country musician publicly turned down the opportunity to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after she said that she has not earned the right? Is it A, Taylor Swift? Is it B, Dolly Parton? Or is it C, Shania Twain? What do you think, Dermot? This is a tough one as well.
Taylor Swift.
Did you say Dolly Parton?
Yeah, sure. Dolly Parton.
It was indeed Dolly Parton.
Yeah, your line is very bad, Dermot. We couldn't hear you there. But we did hear you say Dolly Parton. And that was the only answer we heard you give to that question. So well done.
This week she turned around and she said, thank you very much, but I have not earned the right. I mean, if you're Dolly Parton and you think that you haven't earned the right to be inducted into the Hall, why would anyone else go after that? Do you know what I mean?
Also, I would just take it. I'd be like, yeah, great, sure. Love to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Why not? And also, you know what? I get that she's a country singer and she's not... But rock and roll, you can be a rock star without being a rock star.
And Dolly
There's
Parton
many ways.
Is a rock
yes,
star.
Yes, she is. There's many you ways know? To be a rock star. There's many ways to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's many ways, in fact, to be rock and roll.
And right? I think that she has more than earned it.
Sure. I think she's so very anyway. Rock and roll. Anyway. This next question is kind of rock and roll. Like, I feel bad for him and all that, but this next question is wild. Here's your next question from Kira, Dermot.
Oh, me. How
it
did
would be you,
Everton,
Kira, yes.
Sorry. How did Everton manager Frank Lampard celebrate their win over Newcastle on Thursday? Was it A, he had a cup of tea and he read a good book? Was it B, he accidentally broke his hand while cheering? Or C, he legally changed his name to Everton 1-0 Lampard?
He accidentally broke his hand.
Yes, he did. Isn't that so bizarre? Like, poor Frank Lampard.
I know, and him celebrating and everything.
Yeah.
I know. Makes it even worse somehow.
Like he needs some more vitamin D.
He must have very brittle bones or something, yeah. Mm-hmm. Must have osteoporosis or something like that. You remember, actually, when we were growing up, there was always ads on the TV for milk?
Yeah.
I was terrified of getting osteoporosis because they'd always say that on the ads. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm going to get this unless I don't drink enough milk. So,
them bones need calcium.
There was a few ads like that at the time that basically were really on at us to drink some milk. So
I know, and it's so ironic.
They had a big impact. I know.
Anyway.
Can't even drink the damn milk. Anyway, all right.
Next question, Dermot.
Dermot, how is your milk consumption, by the way, Dermot? Do you get enough dairy in your diet? Do you drink any milk?
I try to get as much in as possible.
Good man. All right. Dermot, I'm sure, has lovely, healthy bones. All right, here's your next question, Dermot. This week, ITV launched their new series, Holding, based on the book written by which Irish presenter?
Is it A? He's huge in the UK.
Yeah, he is. Is it A, Zig of Zig and Zag fame? Is it B, Graham Norton? Or is it C, Zag of Zig and Zag fame?
I'm going to go Graham Norton.
Well done, Dermot.
It is indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, I must actually check that out and see what it's like. God, Graham Norton can literally do everything, can't he? He can write books, they're made into TV series, he presents one of the most successful chat shows in the whole entire world, and he has his own brand of wine.
What book did he make a TV series out of? As in, like,
Holding.
This... So this is... Right. Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, this is a book.
Oh,
a
sorry.
Book, Chris. Sometimes people read them.
I'm not
okay,
I'm not
Dermot,
that.
Here
I'm
is your next question.
With reading.
Which famous reality TV show which launched the career of Will Young is due to make a comeback after first airing 20 years ago? Is it A, Pop Idol? Is it B, Pop Celebrity? Or is it C, Pop Icon?
I'm going to go Pop Idol.
It is indeed Pop Idol. So congratulations.
Well
you
done,
got five
Dermot.
Out of five, right? Four out of five?
We'll Whatever.
Four,
yeah.
I think it was four out of five, yeah.
No, you got five. You might as well go with it. You'd be like Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just take it. Do you know what I mean? Whatever we say, just be like, yeah, that was it. Five out of five. Anyway,
so, Dermot,
well done.
Yeah, we have an
Thank
important
you.
Question to ask you now. What takeaway food do you think you'll get this evening with your Just Eat vouchers?
I don't know, actually. Kind of feeling a pizza or something.
Are you with anyone? Like, do you have to confer on it with anyone? Are you doing this drive on your
yeah,
own? Is there anyone?
On.
Oh, there are other people. I figured now that maybe some other people might have some opinions on this if you were with anyone. Whoever's with you, what do you think Dermot should spend this on? Domino's. Yeah, that sounds like it. Fair enough. You can go with that. All right. Well, listen, safe trip back, Dermot. And thanks for coming on, all right, man?
Thank you.
There we go. That's Dermot.
Cheers. Look, they have plenty of time to decide what they want for dinner when they're driving from Dingle to Dublin.
Exactly. So. They'll be fine. All right. Look, incredible stuff as always.
I still stand by the fact that I do not understand why you'd want to go to a concert that doesn't really exist in the metaverse.
Okay, that's a... You know, that's a good question. Yeah. No, I agree.
To the real thing.
That probably says a lot more about me than it does about the potential metaverse. In fact, me and the metaverse's inhabitants probably say a lot more about... ourselves rather than anything like the current way you can do things is in go to a real concert. Going to a real concert seems fine for most people, except individuals like me who for some reason want to do it in a computer game. But anyway, look, how about this? We will be back soon. Until then, for myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11. I got to